Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about calling in people. Do you invite people into discussions or try to hammer your point of view? Have you found yourself shamed on social media or when talking with friends? Would you like to learn to have different viewpoints and get along? Learn how to create community as opposed to ostracizing people as we begin our month focusing on We Are One. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, happy February. This month we are going to be focusing on We Are One, being part of the oneness. I was motivated to do this entire month just because of everything I see on a daily basis. It just really makes me sad that we have become a nation. I'm speaking for the U.S. I'd love to hear, I have viewers and listeners around the world. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and what's going on in your country. We can't talk anymore. We are a nation of keyboard warriors who say really mean things to one another. And so this month I wanted to focus on remembering, as I heal, you heal. As you raise your vibration, it raises mine. We're all part of that oneness. We are all part of that one big universal energy. Today's particular episode was inspired by a post in a group I belong to. And if you listen to January's, this is part two. If you recall, I said, we're getting a twofer out of this one. I was really excited. So a quick recap was that I belong to a networking women's group, and someone was looking for an apartment, her boyfriend, they were trying to find a place, and she said, you guys. The woman took a screenshot, posted, and I need to learn how to do that. I still haven't done it. She's like, and red, and exclamations, and circled you guys. Super passive aggressive. People got really upset. And that's a perfect example of calling out someone. And we're going to talk about calling in today. And the woman gave a great response. And I want to read a little bit of it because when her response would have been a better example of calling in. She said, you didn't say, hey, language matters and this gender stuff is hard. Right? Because when she said that, if the poster said, would have said that, that invites a conversation, right? And she went on to say, if you did, your comment would have likely been interpreted and responded to in a much more positive light. And she's right on. She said, you screenshotted, should be screenshot, my well-intentioned, linguistically gender-neutral and colloquial greeting and said, Very passive-aggressive and offered no form of constructive criticism. And this is what I was talking about at the beginning, why I get frustrated and why women's group, I went to women's college, I'm like, go women, we're all awesome, all of us as human beings are great, and I see women do that, and I see it more so than I do with men. And I think that we as women need to get our act together because it's worse among women than it is men. I think the current administration has brought out a lot of ugliness, which I'm like, hey, bring it up, bring up the darkness, because we really need to understand who we are as a country, what's going on, how we treat people. And so the ugliness, you can't clear, if you don't bring the darkness to light, you can't clear it. So I try to view this all as positive. And it really has sadly deteriorated. And I think it's just let that junk keep coming up and then we can release it. But women are much worse with this than men are, by a long shot. So when the poster wrote, the total point of this was to shame that person. Wasn't anything but shame. And I did an episode last year, the Cersei Lannister perp walk episode. If you have shame in your life, if you're someone that shames, I'd encourage you to definitely check that out. So after reading this post, as I shared in the episode in January, I posted about some things like calling in versus calling out, and the post got removed. And I was really annoyed by that because I thought, you do your group a disservice, and then I post something that is about inclusion and getting people to have a conversation, and it has taken away. But in a nutshell, the articles that I shared were about calling in versus calling out. And I gave an example a moment ago, the woman who said, you know, here's how you could have phrased it, right? And maybe someone would have had an aha moment instead of trying to shame someone. Because I don't know about you, but if someone tries to shame me, I am just probably going to tune you out. Now, I've gotten better about that because I always like, bring it back to me. Why am I annoyed? I do that 95% of the time. Again, I'm still human, but probably in the moment, I'm just going to shut down. That's why I spent less time on social media, because I just, I can't, it's very challenging. Someone insulted me on YouTube the other day, and I'm grateful. I'm like, great, this is going to serve as an inspiration for another podcast episode coming up this year. And I can't remember if I shared this last time, but I love The Rock. And so there was something about calling in or calling out, and they said he said this, and he's like, that's not my style. I tell it to you straight. And he just, from everything I've seen, again, he's an actor, but he just strikes me. So look, The Rock could beat up anyone, right? He's a huge guy. About being straightforward. And again, it was in a situation where he was supposedly, I think, calling out someone, and he's just like, I don't do that. So how is calling out creating clutter for you? If you are the one calling out, it's creating a lot of clutter mentally, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, right? You are putting out your mental energy, dealing this with these responses. I just picture this woman as a language police, and like, should ugh, like, I'm going to correct everyone. And this isn't the first time this particular woman has done this, but I think how much of your mental space and your energy deals with this. What about emotions? She was obviously upset. The person that responded was upset. Multiple people on the post were angry and upset. And everything's energy. So you've got multiple people just kind of in a cranky, hateful energy. That's not a really good place to be. That's not a good place to be at all. So what clutter when you call out, or you are the recipient of being called out? What is that creating for you? And it can create spiritual clutter, because we want to bring it back. We're all trying to come from a place of love. Whether or not we're aware of it, we really are. Most of us are. And the oneness, the whole reason why I wanted to do this month. And so if you are on that path and then someone kind of like equivalent of cutting you off in traffic, you know, can completely throw you off your balance. It's exhausting. It is exhausting to call people out, and it is exhausting to deal with it. So as I talk this episode, think about how calling in versus calling out someone is creating clutter for you. What is calling out? I had never heard this term until this post when it happened, and I was like, you know what? If I say something, it's not going to be heard, but maybe I can share some articles and someone will have an aha moment. Now, this was from an article on Everyday Feminism by, and you know what, we have a couple pronunciation police on my podcast, but Cian Ferguson, and it's from January 17, 2015. The primary difference between calling in and calling out is that calling in is done with a little more compassion and patience. Calling out, essentially, aims to get the oppressive person to stop their behavior. Now, the calling out and calling in, it originated in social justice, from my understanding and what my research found, but that to me is limited. I think that this calling out people absolutely versus calling them in applies to everyday life. So this makes sense, right? You can see where this started to come from, with the person wanted people to stop using the phrase, you guys. Now, in my family, you'd get a dumbass award. Now, we joke about it, and we lovingly call someone a dumbass. My father started this tradition. But having someone lovingly call you dumbass that you know is a lot nicer than some of the nasty things people say about one another, right? And that they, I can't believe some of the things people share publicly. But when you get that, that's a loving way of, and I consider that calling in. Again, that's a family thing. I wouldn't call a client that. I wouldn't call, only people I'd call that are my family, which are mainly my father and brother. It's really easy to call someone out, isn't it? Doesn't take a lot of work. You might get a kick out of it. You might get a temporary rise. And again, this is an everyday life. It's about shaming someone. And a lot of us seem to like a public shaming, right? But I think we get it. It's like when Cersei Lannister did the perp walk, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, and everyone lined up screaming shame and throwing things at her. There's something that, whether it gives us a temporary boost, whether we feel like we're part of a group, whether it allows us to not feel shame ourselves. I think it's a combination of this thing. We really, a lot of us seem to dig a public shaming. And I'm going to share later in the month, actually, here's a good example, and I'm doing a podcast about this later on. Ben Affleck would probably be a better example. He is struggling with sobriety. And I talk about this later on, you know, I don't want to see that he's struggling with sobriety in my newsfeed. That's his privacy, that's his business, and he's been publicly shamed for that. And that's definitely calling out. It's not saying, hey, I hear your struggles and calling in. So that's just one example of, I think, of how we, many of us, take joy in public shaming. I want to be really clear here, though. I'm not condoning bad behavior. Meaning that sometimes you just have to call out someone. Like Prince Andrew is the perfect example to me. He needed to be called out. I'm grateful that he did that interview because I think it was very telling. You get more flies with honey than vinegar. Some of the people are just as bad as some of the people who are saying things. Like in that particular instance with the UGG, she just, to me, came off way worse than that woman who posted ever could have. It's easy to see when you haven't suffered to understand how others might have. For example, some men have no understanding or, quite frankly, empathy of what it's like for a woman who's been assaulted. You saw that in my view with the Kavanaugh hearings, just the reaction of some men or the reaction of some men and their vitriol towards Greta. Is it Thornburg, the Swedish climate activist person? I have no idea what it's like to be a person of color. I'd probably get a good idea if I had a professional makeup done and have a day where I wasn't white, where I would walk around and people couldn't tell that I was a white woman. With this background, so thinking maybe I don't understand what it's like for someone else, try and understand then why people would call you out. So again, that's for part of the oneness. We want to work on empathy and expanding our awareness. Do you make sexist or racist comments? Are you all about yourself and have no empathy for others? Are you trying to listen and understand or just get your point of view across? Awareness is big for me because I've really noticed in the past couple months just this complete lack of awareness multiple times. So I'd encourage you, try to come from a place, even if you're caught out, where might that person be coming from? How can I have a little empathy for it? Does the thought of clearing your clutter overwhelm you? Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out has 21 standalone chapters to fit your schedule and lifestyle. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace. The Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out workbook lets you record your thoughts step by step as you go through the book. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and also available for purchase on Amazon. So what is calling in? In this article, shared a quote, which I thought was really great from, and again, I'm going to think of Knock Lone Tran on Black Girl Dangerous. I picture calling in as a practice of pulling folks back in who have strayed from us. It means extending to ourselves the reality that we will and do bleed up. We stray, and there'll always be a chance for us to return. I love that. There'll always be a chance to return, because to me, that's realizing we all make mistakes, we all can do better, and instead of ostracizing, we're calling in. Calling in is a practice of loving each other enough to allow each other to make mistakes, a practice of loving ourselves enough to know that what we're trying to do here is a radical unlearning of everything we have been configured to believe as normal. I just thought that was really well said. And again, this to me is not just about social justice. It is a way broader everyday life. I also liked from Ashley Estrue from dictionary.com when she talks about the difference between calling in and calling out. Calling in refers to the act of checking your peers and getting them to change problematic behavior by explaining their misstep with compassion and patience. She gives a good analogy of a huddle. I thought this was great. To bring someone in and talk about the game plan to get everyone on the same page. I think that that was a beautiful analogy, right? We're part of the oneness, we're part of a team, instead of this thing of ostracizing, shaming, you are bad, you. How do you call someone in? First thing I'm going to suggest, bring it back to you. Be aware of your own wounds. When you're healed, no comments, no actions can hurt you. I use a lot, I feel like 95% of the time, mean comments about me, the podcast on YouTube, don't hurt me. They're like water, they flow off. I've still got about another 5% that annoys me. And every time that happens, I'll feel my anger, then bring it back to me. Is there an opportunity for me to heal? What's this old wound about? So I encourage you, even if you're calling out, like, why do you feel the need to do that? And if you're the one called out, same thing, bring it back to yourself. View it as a conversation with someone and not a directive. If you're telling me blah, 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 most likely I'm going to tune you out. And I think probably the majority of people are with me. Instead, you invite me, you call me in to have a dialogue or conversation. I'm going to have a really different reaction. I think I shared this was ages ago when I first started my business. And the person called me out, but I had enough foresight. She said, I hate professional organizers. And it kind of threw me off balance. And I said, well, why? And we ended up having this awesome conversation. And I talked about being green and eco-friendly and how I bring that in. And that, even though she called me out, I was able to open up a dialogue. So remember, it's a dialogue, it's a conversation. It's not you screaming and getting your views across. This is really important. Know that you can walk away. This is true for anything in life. Know and understand and be really clear, what are your limits and boundaries? You don't have to join every fight you're invited to, right? Sometimes you just have to do this. Maybe it's not the right space. You're not up for discussion. It doesn't matter. Do whatever you need to do to get into the right frame of mind. Deep breathing, a bubble bath. You want to get into that space of neutrality. You want to be in that space of neutrality before you even begin to have a discussion or being open to it. I'm not interested in going in a place where people are going to attack me. We are getting solar, and we're having a house built next door. I'm really bummed out. It has taken months, and I am getting as much stuff pre-recorded as possible because I don't know what the hours are, but I'm assuming probably 9 to 5. My office is right as I look out the window here, is right next to where everything's going to be going. Now, you know, we were on an acre, so we have some space, but they're allowed trucks on trees. Oh, I'm so sad the trees are going to be cleared. So anyway, we are still waiting. They are really late on this. And the reality is we will do what's necessary if the solar panels are declined. But I went into that, to the HOA, and there was one woman I wanted to say, you know, you're welcome to join us in the 21st century. But just these questions. She was against solar panels and her husband was, and the questions were ridiculous. I mean, the point, and I was really calm and, you know, but she kept trying to call me out. And I just was like, I've got an objective here. I've got a goal and I'm not going to let her throw me. Now, luckily it didn't get to the point where I had to walk away, because that's okay to do that. But because I was able to like get in that space of neutrality, what's my goal here? My goal here is to get solar panels. It's not to waste my energy on time on someone whose opinion I'm never going to change. You know, they're never going to be open to solar. And sometimes, again, you have to know that you can't change anyone. Some people, you can't enlighten them. It's not your job. You can try to plant those seeds, but sometimes you just have to walk away. And here are some other suggestions from A Practical Guide to Calling In from May 29th in 2016. See, this term's been around a really couple of years and I hadn't heard it. By Mariposa. Know your why. Absolutely love this. I would phrase it differently. And I would sum it up as, why does it matter? Right? Because if it doesn't matter, it's clutter. If you feel really strongly about something and you want to call in someone, absolutely do it. And if you're on the other side and you're being called in and it's not that important, let it go. Walk away. But understand your why. My why was getting solar panels. It wasn't about trying to change someone's mind. I was really clear on that. Focus on the behavior. Don't assume. Be specific and concrete in how you were affected. I know I've talked about this before. I feel really hurt that you called me out in public. I feel really angry that you made all these assumptions instead of having a private conversation with me. I feel frustrated that you nitpick instead of worrying about broader issues. So work on those I feel statements. Embrace the clunkiness. I love this too. I loved how she phrased this. I'd use awkwardness, probably because I'm an older lady and not hip, because it's there, right? And it's okay. I know when, having done a lot of personal growth, when I did the ClearSight School, we'd have this thing called a growth period. And growth period stinks because you're learning and you're growing, but it's kind of like the kids when they're stretching and growing and physically and have some of that physical pain. It can be painful to grow. It's not always easy. So embrace the clunkiness. It's going to be okay. Difficult conversations aren't always easy, but I'm telling you, when you do them, the majority of the time you feel better, you've grown, you've perhaps strengthened a relationship, you've learned something. There's a lot of good on the other side of the clunkiness. Do in person, do in person, do in person. So agree with this. Because it's online stuff, right? It's easier to be here in your jammies and say things you maybe not have thought through, and then it's out there. So set a good time and place to have a conversation. Remember once when I was working with my coach and she said, oh man, you owe Tony apology, and not text. Don't text him. So I've learned that if I want to have a conversation or upset, I don't text him while he's at work. I wait till he's home, but because he gets home late, I'll wait until the morning. I'll let him have his coffee and then I can approach him. But I know, you know what, something not to be done over text. If we're going to have a conversation, then we're going to have it in person. So I'd encourage you to do the same thing. You know, this, I think it's much harder to say nasty things when you're sitting in front of people, right? I mean, most of it, when you see or you learn someone's story, right? And that brings it back to the humanity. We are one. We're part of the oneness. So do it in person. And You know, if you're not a night owl, then don't do it at midnight. Now, I want to point out an important note. Because I did research for this, I told you where I learned definitions and things, because this was a new, calling in was a new term to me. A few of the articles I perused made the point that people have the right to be angry and have no obligation to educate you and me. I get this. I do. And for me, that's an and statement. I can't remember if I've talked about and if I haven't, I will need to do a podcast about that. You're going to affect more change, potentially open up hearts and minds more when you call in as opposed to call out. Obviously, it's your choice. But to quote Dr. Phil, how's it working for you? My overall assessment is it's not well when you call out. And again, I'm expanding this to all areas of life, not just social justice issues. It's okay to be upset and angry and feel like you don't need to educate people. And I go back to being part of the oneness, doing things from love. And look, I don't call people out on their clutter all the time. And I've learned, trust me, it's not my job to save the world. I have to have boundaries about people wanting free coaching. Trust me, it's all thrown at me. So I'm really clear about when I say something. And more often than not, I probably won't. And I'm very particular and think through and how I say things. And I don't do anything and post on social media that I wouldn't post on the front page of the New York Times. That's been my rule since I posted Facebook. I don't post political things. I actually posted Bernie Sanders had a great interview a couple years ago about the oneness that I thought was beautiful, and coming from a politician, I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to share this. It was around Easter, but my goal is to post uplifting things, because even if I agree with someone like on the majority of issues, the hatred that I see, and I think you are doing exactly what you accuse the other side of. People, extremists on both sides, throwing slings and arrows, and they're doing the exact same thing. So encourage you, call in as opposed to call out. Take actions from today's podcast. Understand why people would call out others. Examine your behaviors and why people may want to call you out. Recognize where you call out others. Be aware of your own wounds. View calling in as a dialogue or conversation. Know you can walk away. Get yourself neutral and in a good frame of mind. Know your why when calling in. Focus on the person's behavior. Embrace the awkwardness. On our next episode, we're talking about divine timing. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.